Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're continuing in some Shin Ayin Vav. Tonight we are learning Se'ifim, Beis, and Gimel. This is page Resh Mem Hei Amud Beis. So tonight we're going to talk about when you have an area that's between two chatzeros, and both chatzeros have ownership of that area, but they only have tashmish derech avir, meaning you can't just walk in on the ground and use it. They can only use it by throwing something over the fence or through a roof or through a window or something like that. So Sif Beis is as follows. Be'er Shebem Tashvil Bein Shnei Kasli Chatzeros. Let's say you have two chatzeros that are both enclosed by walls, and in between the chatzeros, you have a be'er, you have a well in between them. So that you can't just walk straight from the chatzer to the well, straight from either of the chatzeros to the well, because you'll smack right into the wall, right? So it's between the walls of the chatzeros. Even though the be'er is more than four tfachim away from the walls of each chatzer, both of them are allowed to fill up water from that well, and they don't need to spread a ledge over the wall of their chatzah that reaches all the way to the be'er, because since they're only tashmish in this be'er is derech avir, you cannot ask on somebody else when the whole tashmish is only derech avir, says the Rama. This is only because there's no pesach straight from the chatzah to this shvil, to this path that has the be'er. It's only through a window that they're able to throw the bucket and get it into the be'er to fill up water. And some say that if it's less than four tefachim away, then it would still be aser. Then it would be aser even in such a case where there are only windows, that it only works when it's more than four tefachim away. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yer Aleph Shebe'emtza Hashvil. Haynu sheyesh kamin mavoi katan mafzik bein shtei chatzeros. You have a little alleyway between the two chatzeros. Mishayich l'shtei chatzeros. Both chatzeros own that alleyway, ubar be'emtza, and there's a well in the middle. So if you want to fill up water from that well, you take your bucket, you stick it through the window in the wall of your chatzer, and you get it into the bar that's on the other side of the wall, and that's how you fill it up. Even though the well is more than four tefachim away from the wall of your chatzer, it's still going to be mutter. This makes it sound like if it's closer, then it's even more so that it's going to be mutter. Then for sure it's going to be mutter. Why? What difference does it make if it's more than four tefachim away, less than four tefachim away? V'atam detashmishu derech halon tzvilei de'ezu detabin mikri derech avir. This opinion holds anytime you need to access through a window, that's what we call tashmish derech avir. Bein k'shu muflag abar tefachim bein pachas me'abar tefachim. Regardless of the distance of this well from the wall, if the only way to access it is through a window, that's called derech avir. And u'mashe kasav l'shon kolshkin. So when he says it as a kal v'chomer, then not only if it's close, if it's within four tefachim of the chatzer, where it's easier to use for the nearby chatzer, then for sure they're not going to asra on one another, even though they don't make an erev together. Even if it's more than four tefachim away, that even the chatzer that's nearby is not having tashmisho benachas, because it's more than four tefachim away. The other guy still doesn't ask on you, kiven dein tashmisha and ele derech avir, because when the whole tashmish is only derech avir, they cannot aser on one another. That is the yesod that emerges over here. Ve'im tzrichin zizin, you don't need to stick out any special ledges that go over the well. Bala afuki mandiyam b'gemar d'minan dafka shiotzi kalechad ziz kol shum mikasra ad bar la'akera shoyav l'tatal b'yamim rishus l'rishus. Mishmur is saying, like, why would I think you need to stick out a ledge? Who said anything about a ledge? Like, where would that come? Why would I dream that up? So he says, no, you wouldn't dream it up. The Gemara dreamt it up. There's an opinion in the Gemara that this only works if you stick out a ledge as a hecker to remind you not to carry things from one chatzah to the other. So we don't pass like that opinion in the Gemara. Rak b'chalonos, but this is only true if the access to the be'er is through a window. Does have tashmish mili adli min be'er rak derech avir? Because then we call this tashmish to be derech avir. Aval k'shish psachim me'achatzirus l'shvil. But if there are actually doors that go right through, doorways that go right through into the shvil, imkein also shvil v'shoshneim sholtos botam tashmish gamur, then that's not tashmish derech avir. That's regular tashmish that both chatzeros have in this well. V'alkein also the shtamish ba'afilu derech halonos, and therefore you're not allowed to use it at all in any which way. Tavi hashvil k'chatzer sheinu mureves, because this path is like a chatzer that doesn't have an eruv. V'asur calls man shalo eruv. yachad. And unless the two chatzeros join together in one big eruv, it's not going to work. In that case, even if you put zizin out, even you put protrusions and ledges out, it doesn't help because a hecker is not good enough in such a case. You need an actual eruv. And then the Rama quoted that to be yesh omrim, that if it's less than four tfachim, that it would be usher. If it's less than four tfachim away, the well is less than four tfachim away from the chatzeros, then it's going to be usher. Why? Deus really hipoch medea kamaisa. This opinion holds the opposite svar of the first opinion. Dein lahatir rak dafka kshabar muflag min kasei chatzeros arba tfachim daoz mikri atash mishter chavir. That you can only call it tash mishter chavir if the access is through a window and the bar is more than four tfachim away from the chatzer. Aval kshu pachs mi arba tfachim l'shneem. But if the bar is within four tfachim of both chatzeros, lo mikri derech avir. That's not called derech avir. El chashva tashmash l'shneem benachas. That's considered a regular tashmash benachas. So even though there's no doorway through the wall, you can only get through by the window. You can only put the bucket through the window. But since it's so close, that's called tashmash benachas. Vos and zelzeh. And therefore they will prohibit on one another afilu min psachim l'chatzeros, even though there are no psach to the chatzeros. V'tashmishan who rak derech halon shabakosel, and the only way they can use it is through the windows, or pasko achronim kedeyazo, and we pask like this second opinion, that's machmir, that if it's within four tvachim of the chatzeros, then they do aser on one another. Okay, sif gimel, a new case. Shtei chatzeros, again, you have two chatzeros, and they're enclosed by walls, ubeineyem shlosha charavos, and in between the two chatzeros, you don't have a path with a well, like in the last case, you have three charavos, three chorvas that are dilapidated, half destroyed buildings. Each chatzer is allowed to use the chorva that is closest to it. You have three chorvas in between, so the chatzer on the right could use the chorva on the right, the chatzer on the left can use the chorva on the left. And they're both allowed to use the chorva in the middle. But if that the middle churva was not in between the other two churvas, but extended the entire way from one chatzar to the other, so it was set up like a triangle. You had one churva next to the chatzar on the right that ran along the chatzar on the right, another churva that ran along the chatzar on the left, and then the other churva ran all the way from the chatzar on the right to the chatzar on the left behind the other two churvos. So then that churva that runs all the way is going to be usher for both chatzeros. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tezayin, Shalosh Charavos, Shein Bem Diorin, there is no one that lives there, Uprutzos Luzubios Measer Amos, and there's a pirza of more than 10 amos between one and the other, V'yesh Kalachs Mechatzeros Chalonos Psuchos Charavos Shetzlam. Each chatzer has a window into its neighboring churva, Shaydeh Memshav Shemen Ali Dezrika, and that's how they can use the area, by throwing things through that window. So Kalechon Mutter, Holvein Lo Ba Tashmish Gomer Bechol, since they don't have full usage of that churva, Shein Lo Pesach Pesuach Le'el Chalon, because after all, they don't have a way to walk through from their chatzer to the churva. All they have is a window, so that's Tashmish Derech Avir. Ein Pirtzos Amachid Shal Prutzos Zulizuo Saras Amutzel Shamish Bekula. The Pirtzos in between one churva and the other does not aser, and you're allowed to use the whole thing. V'chaviru in Yochel Esrelev, and the other one doesn't aser on you. V'afal Pisha Gam Chaviru Mishtamish Bechol Ali Dezrika Shazorik Derech Avir Shal Lo Ba Pirtzos Ato Churbazu, and even though the neighboring chatzer uses its neighboring churba in the same way, mikol makom kivin shel chaveru in lo batashmish kiim ali dezrika ba'avir merachok en yochel esrelev love. But if I'm in the right chatzer, I use the right churva easily. To access the left churva, I would have to throw my bucket or whatever it is I'm throwing there really, really far over the other two churvos. So that's no contest. The one that's adjacent to it is the one that has ownership of that churva. The other one is not going to be able to aser. But also she'etzlo, aval b'shel chaveru in yochel ishtamish b'shabes ali dezrika b'avir. You're not allowed to use the other churva on the opposite side. Mnei shu'el sir alav the shaychelo yosu, because it belongs more to the chatzar that's nearby. She'esh lo b'gam tashmish noach shelo ali de'avir, because it has more easy access to it. K'gom b'shel shalamata samach l'chalono. He could just lower something down through the window directly into the churva that's nearby. The churva that's on the other side, he's going to have to throw something really far. V'em tzai ha'is she'yomedes peshava bin shtei charavos, but the middle one, which is in between the two charavos, mutaris l'shneim. They're both allowed to use kiven she'ruchok mishneim because it's equally distant from both of them. Ve'ein l'shneim batash meshkim mali dezrika ba'vir derech charavos hasmuchza einem osam zelze. And their only usage in that middle one is by throwing things over the churva that's neighboring it. Keneged ha'shtayim, but if that third churva is really runs from one chatzah to the other, it runs along the whole length of the other two churvos, and its two ends reach the two chatzeros, like you see in this picture. So depending on your printing of the Mishnah Berurah, where you have the picture, but you see it has chatzer on one side, chatzer on the other side, two churvos lined up one next to the other in the middle, and then the other churva that spans from one chatzer to the other. So that's the case that we're describing. That middle one that spans from one chatzer to the other is asr for both of them. Because they could both use that middle churva that spans in fairly easily just by lowering something through the window. And therefore, now even though the two churvos that are adjacent to each of the chatzeros are also parutz to this third churva that runs the whole span, that pirtza does not create an iser because you don't really have a tashmish gamur in any of these churvos. So to review what we learned today, we said that a tashmish derech avir for a jointly owned bar does not prohibit. If the bar is within four tvachim of both, it's a machlokas whether it's considered to be derech avir or not, but certainly it has to be through a window rather than through a door for the tashmish to be considered derech avir. And then we learned that when there are three churvos between two chatzeros that only allow for tashmish al yidei avir, then each chatzer can use the closer churva, and the middle one is mutter for both, unless the middle one spans from one chatzer to the other, in which case it is aser for both. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will finish up Simen Shin Ayin Vav, and we will learn Simen Shin Ayin Zayin. Same time, same place. Everyone have a wonderful evening.